Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 46th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
She cried out to Jacob, "Give me children or else I die." And it was very, very serious in Rachel's my heart. She wanted children. Look how Jacob replied, verse number 2. And Jacob's anger was kindled. Now the word kindled literally means to begin to burn, to become angry. He finally had enough. Enough. All right, listen while I read. I've got a couple of verses I want to share with you, all right? Proverbs 21, verse number 9. It is better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. This is where Jacob was. She's hollering. He said, enough. Well, the Bible also says in Proverbs 21, 19, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Well, that's where Jacob was. Here in verse number 2, that it was kindled against Rachel. He had enough. And the literal word, that word kindle, again, it means that he becomes angry. He had heard it and over, and finally, that's it. I've had it. And he responds, "Am I in God's stead who hath withheld thee from the fruit of thy womb?" Literally, he's saying, you think I'm God? You know, you're complaining to me. Hey, it's not my fault you're not having children. I have 4 sons. The problem ain't with me. The problem's with you. Now he's replying to her. That's what all this is saying. Am I in God's stead who has withheld thee from the fruit of the womb? Well, verses 3 and 4. And she said, "Behold, my maid Bilhah, go into unto her, and she may bear. She shall bear upon my knee, that I may also have children by her." And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. So in desperation, Rachel decided to resort to the very exact same method or means, if you will, of Sarah. Remember Abraham and Sarah? God had promised Abraham and Sarah, you're going to have a son. Well, patience kind of wore out, and remember what happened with Hagar. That didn't turn out very well. Well, we're going to see that here, you know, still it's not going to turn out well for him anytime you do that. So she says, go in unto her. And I wrote a note down here. Verse 4 says, Jacob went in unto her. And I got it in parentheses, I wrote my notes, no argument here. Okay. You never see Jacob saying, well, dear, I don't think we ought to do that. Because the thought of it was in verse number 4, and Jacob went unto her. Obviously, Jacob was okay with the situation. So he goes unto, because he had been with Leah's and all of that, and well, it's okay. So Jacob went in unto her. And then when he talks about, she may bear upon my knees, it was custom. Literally back then, you saw with Sarah and them, and they would actually deliver the child while laying on the lap of Rachel, their mother-to-be, who could not have children. The one who would have the child, when she would deliver, often she would lay on the lap as she delivers that child, so that it would become literally the property of not the mother who delivered, but the one who received. And that was the custom back then. So the son, in legal terms, would become Rachel, even though it was Bilhah's son. Legally, Rachel would be the mom, and that's how things were the custom back then. So we see that Jacob went in unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And how did Rachel respond? Notice that Rachel named him. Again, it wasn't Bilhah, because the son legally belonged to Rachel. So that's why Rachel named these kids. Rachel said, God hath judged me and hath also heard my voice and hath given me a son. Really not, but you know, that's the thought. Came through Bilhah and Jacob, but he said, God gave me this son. Therefore called she his name Dan. Now the word Dan is the word means judgment. It's interesting. If we follow the lineage of Dan, and I believe that the Antichrist who will show up very soon. Again, I'm not a prophet. I just know the Lord's going to come quickly. Just look around. The Lord is at the door. I believe that. And after the Lord takes us to heaven, the Antichrist comes onto the scene. I'm one of those strange fellows who believes we're going to be out of here before the tribulation period. There's a lot of good men who thinks we're going to go through part or a lot of the tribulation period. I don't believe that at all. We'll get, you know, our stance and biblically where it talks about the coming of the Lord and what's commonly called the rapture, translation. But anyway, I believe it could be today. And if it's could, and if it is today or could be today, and I believe it could be, that means that the Antichrist must be on this earth somewhere, even though we don't know who he is. Well, I said all that to say this. I believe the Antichrist will come through the tribe of Dan, even though he's not named. Again, this isn't a study on the Antichrist, but Dan's name is Judgment. We read in Genesis chapter number 49, just listen while I read these, as Jacob is blessing his sons, Dan comes up to him. We read in verse number 16, as Jacob's blessing all his sons. Well, he says, Jacob says, Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Remember, his name means judgment. She named him Judgment. So it's prophetically going to be true because in verse 16, Jacob said, Dan's going to judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. And Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heel so that the rider shall fall backwards. Literally, he's saying, Dan, my son, you're a snake in the grass. You're going to judge your people, Israel. And again, this is, I believe, kind of a prophetic thing. Looking into the future, that the Antichrist will come from the tribe of Dan. A lot of controversy there, but I believe that's so. Matter of fact, the book of Daniel talks about the Antichrist and judging his people. It's for sure the Antichrist will not be a Gentile. I'm positive of that. From the book of Daniel talks about that. A lot of good men thinks the Antichrist will be a Gentile, but obviously he's going to be a Jew from the tribe of Dan. And when you get into Revelation chapter number 7, the 144,000 witnesses, the tribe of Dan is not mentioned in Revelation chapter number 7 as one of the 12,000 from each of these tribes. The tribe of Dan is not mentioned there. Also in Judges chapter 18, verse number 30, it was the tribe of Dan who set up graven images, remember? And so the tribe of Dan, not in all, obviously, but for they've been associated with false idols and all through their history. And we see that, I believe, last days, the Antichrist will come through the tribe of Dan. So verse number 6, the son from Bilhah was called Dan. Verse number 7, and Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again. He wasn't done. Jacob wasn't done. Hope you see it. You're going to see something here in a little pattern here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.